We have a lot of concern to that. Simply, as far as we are concerned, Mr. Camara should be out of the picture for two reasons. Number one, he's right now disabled due to the fact he had a bullet in his head, and he's in the recovery mode. And you had the result of the inquiry from the international community, specifically United Nations, that had found him involved in the massacre of September 28th, and that we don't know what impact that's going to have upon him returning in the country right now, due to the fact that all the relatives of those who lost their loved one, those who were wounded in the hospital, what reaction that's going to have. And as far as political leader, and I'm sure some of my peers, we don't think it's appropriate for him right now to return in the country.
But he is a leader of the military junta at the moment, and the interim leader has gone to check up on him. The ECOWAS and other international mediators are trying to ensure that the country returns to, you know, to democracy. What is the opposition coalition doing in this stead?
Exactly. You said that right. He's the head of the junta, which means he was not elected. So technically, this guy, he's not the president of the country. He's the president of the junta. And now we're talking about the transition, about democracy, about who going back to putting back the constitution in place and having a rule of law in that country for change. So there is no reason that the general who is in place now could not lead to the transition. He's only a captain, for God's sake. So with all what had happened, I think it makes sense, even in between the military, to immediately decide it and let this guy who is there now lead us to the transition, due to the fact, like I mentioned to you, one, they had him involved in the death of all those people and wounding all the population. So he should probably maybe thinking about about his health and how we can answer to those allegations that's been brought against.
What do you see as the prospect of the talks between the military junta and your opposition?
I think him returning will be a very, very big risk. The opposition, they are ready. They're waiting for him. If he ever returns down there, you know we're going to have the people on the street and we're going to confront this guy again. And I don't think that's good for the country at this point. What we should be talking about is how we can put a transitional government to lead us into the free and fair election, so the country can return to the democratic rule.
But Abesela, if you go on demonstration, if your supporters go on demonstration and you confront the military junta, don't you think that there's a possibility that they could use force to prevent you? Because right now they have banned protests of all kinds.
Well, the scary part of this, if nothing is done about, this game go on for long, it may change into a civil war. And if that happened, I mean, this country will be like Somalia. There may be hundreds of warlords roaming around. And that's the scary part. And at this point, I don't think it's prudent for him to return in the country.
So what do you expect the military junta to do?
One is to stay for his treatment, to find out how he can defend himself about all those allegations that is brought against him. And three is leave the general who is replacing him now to continue the negotiation with the political party so we can have a solution for moving toward democracy, basically, and free election.